President Bush says there will be just one more day of diplomacy in the effort to disarm Iraq. At a summit meeting today in the Azores Islands, Mr. Bush, flanked by British Prime Minister Tony Blair, Portugal's José Durão Barroso, and Spain's José María Aznar, said tomorrow will be a moment of truth for the world when it comes to Iraq. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and has this report.
This hastily arranged summit at a military airfield on a remote Portuguese island in the Atlantic was described as a chance for these three allies, all in agreement on the need to use force if necessary against Saddam Hussein, to discuss their options. Months of diplomacy have failed to win a majority of votes for a new UN resolution that would clear the way for a war. President Bush, who has long said that the time has run out on Iraq, told reporters at a news conference here that Monday will bring an end to all the debate.
We concluded that tomorrow is a moment of truth for the world. Many nations have voiced a commitment to peace and security, and now they must demonstrate that commitment to peace and security in the only effective way, by supporting the immediate and unconditional disarmament of Saddam Hussein.
The president portrayed the deadline as one not just for Iraq, but also for the United Nations to commit to enforcing its own resolutions, which he says Saddam Hussein has repeatedly defied, going back more than a decade. He singled out France for criticism because of its threatened veto of any resolution authorizing war. There have been calls by several nations, including France just today, to give Iraq more time, another month or more, to comply with UN Resolution 1441, requiring it to disarm. Britain's Tony Blair said such extensions would accomplish nothing.
What we cannot have is a situation where we simply go back for endless discussion. Now, we have provided the right diplomatic way through this, which is to lay down a clear ultimatum to Saddam: cooperate or face disarmament by force.
Blair said Britain, the U.S., and Spain have done their best to exhaust all diplomatic avenues. All three leaders promised to spend the next day working the phones in one last flurry of diplomacy. Don Gagne, NPR News, in the Portuguese Azores.